Right, our first metaphor is the tree and the leaf. So your client would be in hypnosis if you're using metaphor therapy, and you would be talking about you're now learning to let go of attachment to the outcome. You're now learning to allow life to unfold. You're experiencing more harmonious, peaceful, joyful existence. And this first metaphor, tree and leaf, can be used as part of an induction because it's extremely relaxing as well. So I would say something like this. I'd like you to imagine that there's a beautiful tree out in a meadow. And if you focus in on this tree, you're going to notice one leaf. That leaf has been holding on to that tree for a very long time. It's only known that tree. It's never known anything else but holding on and clinging to the tree. And it's scared. It doesn't know about letting go and surrendering yet. It starts to realize change is inevitable, that at some point it's going to have to surrender and let go to the next stage of its journey. There's a moment of fear, a moment when the leaf feels a sense that courage is in order here, and then it releases and it lets go. And it begins to surrender and fall to the earth. It immediately notices that it's cradled by the wind, that the air supports it. And it starts to slowly fall towards the earth, swaying from side to side, gently falling down and down to rest comfortably and peacefully upon the earth. It realized it was safe to let go, and that this next stage of its journey was even more peaceful. And then one day the wind blows, and the wind moves the leaf. The leaf no longer is living from a will of its own. It's now surrendered to the wind. Sometimes the wind leads it to other leaves. Sometimes the wind leads it to be by itself. Wherever the wind blows it, that's where the leaf goes joyfully, trusting that the wind is now directing its course and that the wind knows what it's doing. So that's the example of the tree and leaf metaphor. And number two, the river and the boat metaphor for surrendering and letting go. And it can be used in any part of hypnotic programming in a hypnotic programming CD that you might make for your client towards the beginning or the end. Imagine yourself now walking over to a river, and there's a rowboat, and it has two paddles, and you get into the boat, and you start rowing, paddling downstream. Now, as you're in this boat, you could observe all of the scenery around you, the water, the surrounding land, perhaps mountains and trees and rocks. And as you're paddling about, you start to have experiences. Going down this river of life, you start to realize that you enjoyed the past, that there were things that happened that were very pleasurable, so you start paddling back upstream. It's as if you're trying to paddle backwards, going against the flow of the river, trying to repeat the past in the present. And you notice how much stress and discomfort this causes you, so much effort involved in holding on and trying to go backwards. So you realize there's no use in living in the past, and so you conclude, I'm going to try to create a better future, and you start paddling faster. Now you're paddling to where you want to go, and you start to try to find your own path down the river, but you keep ending up going down different tributaries that lead nowhere, going down different paths that end up as dead ends. Or perhaps you realize that as you're paddling so fast to try to get to your future, you've missed every moment of what's happening now. And so you realize trying to live in the future and to control where you're going to go only causes you to miss the perfect present moment. But in your conclusion that you'd rather stay in the present because you really like what's happening now, you start holding on to rocks. You start grabbing on to branches. Now all the while the river is moving underneath you and trying to push you forward, but you're holding on to someone or something, not willing to just trust and go down the river. Eventually, the wise river traveler comes to understand if you just lift up your paddles, put them into the boat, recline back, you'll notice there's some nice pillows, cushions, blankets in the boat. You sit back and now you can start to look around you and you'll see the sun and the sky. You can actually appreciate the trees and the mountains and the sounds of the birds. And you simply enjoy flowing down the river. Now as you're flowing down the river seems to know where it's going. It takes you through smooth waters and sometimes rougher waters, but you always end up perfectly okay. And what you find is sometimes your boat interacts with other boats. You don't even have to think much about this. Sometimes your boat is with another boat, with another person for a long period of time. And sometimes those boats part and go separate ways. You're trusting in that process and the harmony of it. Sometimes you're with many boats. Sometimes you're alone. And yet, what is certain for everyone who travels down the river is all boats eventually lead to the ocean. All rivers eventually empty out into the ocean. And you can find yourself now, having trusted in the river, realizing the river brought you to the ocean. And I don't know what the ocean means for you, yet once you're there, you can joyfully surrender to riding the waves. As the waves go up, your boat goes up. As the waves go down, your boat goes down. And you find you're perfectly enjoying the river, perfectly enjoying the ocean, perfectly enjoying each and every moment, trusting in the flow of life. So that's your river and boat metaphor. And number three, the ocean and the bobber metaphor. I'd like you to imagine that there's a bobber, like a float, just floating out there in the ocean, even like a rubber beach ball floating on the ocean waves. If the beach ball believes that it has a will of its own, it will try to swim in certain directions. It will try to determine its destiny. It'll hold on to other beach balls. It'll be scared and clinging. Yet one day, that little bobber, that rubber ball realizes, all I have to do is just let go and enjoy riding the waves. It's when I resist the currents, it's when I'm afraid to fully enter the water, it's actually that much harder. Yet when I'm just out there riding in the waves, I notice it's easy, it's enjoyable, it's peaceful. When the waves bring me up, I go up. When the waves bring me down, I go down. And the wise bobber, the wise float, that wise beach ball begins to learn. If I just simply go with the flow of the waves, life becomes so much easier. And wherever I'm meant to be, that's where the ocean leads me.